across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it is part two of the book club. Now, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by local Billericay writer, Chrissy Sains.
Hi, good afternoon.
Before we talk about your book, which has got the most extraordinary title, fantastic, tell us about when you first started writing. Is that something you did from a child, or did you start later in life?
Yeah, well, it's something I was always interested in as a child. Definitely, I had quite a lively imagination. I think you could probably say that about me for sure. I wasn't always so much into writing them all down. I think I quite like drawing and coming up with ideas and being creative. But the writing itself probably came slightly later. But I think when I started reading more as a child, I really discovered books, and I think that's when I decided that I wanted to be an author as well. So I think it was something I wanted to do as a child, but probably something I didn't really start actually trying to do till I was a little bit older.
And what type of writers kind of grabbed your attention?
Well, obviously as a child, it was, 30 years ago now. So I used to read a lot of Roald Dahl, and I would certainly say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was, you know, I think every child has one book that turns them into a reader.
Yeah.
And that was the book that turned me into a reader for sure. And I think until then, I think the way he uses language is so interesting, and the names he gives things. And he really hooked me from the moment that was our class reader at school, really. So
you do get a lot of, I was saying the other day, and I know I've spoken to Natasha from the fantastic Chicken and Frog bookshop here in Brentwood. You know, writing children's books is a skill. It does seem to be a lot of celebrities sort of go, I'll have a go at doing that. I don't know why. I don't know why, because people spend their whole lives preparing to write these books. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of celebrities. And I think in terms of sales, it works really well for publishers, because, of course, if someone's got a celebrity name before they even start, those books are going to sell, aren't they? And, and I think in the end, it's often about sales, really.
Yeah.
But I think, to be a debut author who nobody's heard of with a name that's new, it's quite tricky to make a start on that, really, or to get through that door. But I mean, and it took me a long, long time. I've been writing for a good 10 years and I've written, this is my book that's been published now is the fourth book I've written.
Yep.
And I've done courses. You know, I think you do have to work quite a bit harder probably than if you've already got a celebrity name out there.
Yeah, definitely. So I just wanted to take you back to your childhood, because I read something funny in your brief that you sent. Obviously had a very good imagination as a child. So what did you discover in a field?
Oh, no, I know. So where I live in Billericay, there are some cows fields very nearby us, and I used to go walking out in those cows fields, and it's near where the train line runs. And I was in the cows fields walking along, and I saw what I thought was a dead body under
sorry,
a sheep.
I'm laughing, sorry.
It was a sheep, and there was red all over it, and I was a bit like, oh my goodness, it's a dead body. And I ran home terrified, thinking, I was about probably 12, ran home convinced I'd found a dead body in the cows fields. Got my brother to come out. I obviously didn't check, because I didn't actually want to look if it was a dead body. Got my brother to come out. I think he was 16 then, so he didn't want to come out at all and check this thing. Anyway, he came and checked, and it was a load of tyres. It was a load of tractor tyres under a seat. And he pulled it, honestly, he stormed off, because I was like, oh, it's a dead body. Oh, I found it. And obviously it wasn't at all. So,
I love those stories as kids. They're great, aren't they?
Oh, I've got loads of those. I know. I did things like that all the time. So.
What is the Golden Egg Academy? I meant to check. I didn't check. What is that?
It's a writing course that you can do. And they only do courses for people that aspire to be children's writers. It was a big thing for me to get into that, because it's not always very easy to get in, and so that was a real turning point for me in getting published. Yeah, and they teach you so much, but it's not just the what they teach you about writing, it's the industry knowledge they've got, and they've got sort of first look deals with agents and publishers, and so that you really get to be part of the industry as a whole. So it really did help me a lot. Yeah.
So tell us about the book, An Alien in the Jam Factory, which is just a fabulous title. Makes me think of jam straight away, and I get hungry. And I love aliens. I love anything to do with like sci-fi. Tell us about the book and how it came into being.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, it's a book about the world's most inventive and top secret jam factory. So they make flavours like, I don't know, cherry candy floss that melts in your mouth like air, or blueberry burst that feels like someone's chucked a grenade in your mouth full of blueberries and detonated it in your mouth. So they make really inventive flavours of jam. But when a tiny alien crash lands in the factory, she's tiny, she's the size of a Brussels sprout, and she crash lands through the window of the factory and causes a bit of chaos, and gives their villainous neighbour next door, Daffy Dodgy, who owns the Dodgy Donuts factory next door, gives her the perfect opportunity to break in and steal their secret book of inventions.
And is this a series? Is this going to be like a series of books, or is this a one-off standalone book?
It's the first in a series, but the second one isn't out yet. It's coming out next spring.
Yeah,
so we're in the process of I've written it, and now we're editing it at the moment. So.
And what's the age group for the books?
It's from, I'd say, age 6+. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a young chapter book, so there's 16 chapters. It's not too long.
Yeah.
But sort of a bit more challenging than a picture book, but not quite as challenging as your slightly older book.
And have you got illustrators as well?
It's very heavily illustrated. So there's illustrators on every page. So the illustrator, Jenny Taylor, has done the most amazing job of illustrating it. There's this guinea pig in it called Boris, who's very grumpy, and he wears a balaclava at one point, and she's done one picture of him wearing a balaclava, and you can still tell that he's grumpy. It's amazing. She's done such a great job. So yeah, she just captures it perfectly.
I'm going to have to see a picture of that. That has really tickled me. It's not what you expect to see, is it, when you turn and go, oh, it's wearing a balaclava. I love that.
Oh, I know. Well, he's Daffy Dodgy's sidekick.
Right.
Yeah, so. Well, and I say balaclava, it's actually a sock, but yeah.
But what an imagination. Are you hoping that this will get picked up? I mean, I know it's quite difficult. It's the same with musicians, is getting stuff picked up to get, you know, get some, maybe a film or a little cartoon series. Are you aiming, are you hoping to go in that direction?
Oh, well, I think that every author's dream is to see their what they've come up with from their imaginations on the screen, isn't it? I mean, certainly that'd be the dream. I'd love to see it on screen, but you just don't know what will happen. And it would be lovely. I think what often happens with things getting picked up for film or TV is that it tends to be when you're slightly further along and the book is, they know it's popular and it's got a following already. Mm. So it might be something for the future. But definitely, fingers crossed for that. That'd be lovely.
You've also worked in marketing as well. And has that helped with getting your book and actually getting with Walker Books? Did that help you, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it helped me to get published. It certainly helped me since being published because, so what I used to do was events management. Mm. So I organised funny parties where we did loads of theming. So I remember we turned like the Guildhall into a massive Pirates of the Caribbean themed room, and we did some really fun theming things, which really was a great way for me to use my imagination. So I think that's always been I've always quite enjoyed being creative.
Yeah.
And I think that probably helped my launch event. For anyone that may or may not have seen, we did we got dunked in Brussels sprout jam, Jenny Taylor and I. And it was the world's longest dunking. I think me getting poured Brussels sprout jam on my head must have lasted a good 5 minutes.
Oh, dear.
And it just seemed to never end. And I kept thinking, oh, it's okay, because it's kind of flowing over my head. But it did then start going up my nose and in my mouth. And yeah. So things like that, you know, just coming up with ideas. I think that's probably from the events management side of things, probably.
And are you actually at the, are your books at the Chicken and Frog? Where can people get hold of the book?
They are. They're at the Chicken and Frog. Yes, they are. And there were some signed copies there. I don't know if they're still there, but actually I'm going to be popping in there later this week. So if there are still copies there, I will certainly be very happy to sign more of them. So it's the perfect place to go and buy some signed copies. Yeah,
lovely, lovely. It's not actually. Do you know what? That I keep thinking it. They've just moved there. They've been there over a year now, haven't they? Or is it two years?
Oh, I know.
Such a long time.
I love Chicken and Frog Shop. In fact, I did my launch with Natasha.
Yeah.
She helped me do my launch event. Yes, yeah, she's ace. Yes. Yeah, it was brilliant.
We and like independent, don't we? Independent bookshops. Always. We need them.
Yeah, we always must support independent. Yeah, for sure, definitely.
So that book is, you'll find it at the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. And if you want to find out more about Chrissy, An Alien in the Jam Factory. So Chrissy, where can people find, you're all over social media, because when I went to tag you this morning, you were everywhere. And I was like, she knows what she's doing.
you can find me easily via social media or my website. It's just chrissysaines.com.
Yes. And that's because you've got a great surname, you see.
Yeah, do you know what? It's so handy. No, nobody's got my surname. The only problem is nobody can ever spell my surname.
I can barely say surnames most of the time, so you're lucky this morning. Lucky-ish. Hopefully, come back in, have a chat maybe later on the year with later in the year when you know when the next book is out next spring. But definitely come in and have a chat. It'd be lovely to meet you in the flesh.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be so nice. Really lovely to chat to you as well. Thank you for having me today.
And to you too. It's lovely to talk to you. Thanks for being on the book club, and a great success as well with the book.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thanks, right. Chrissy.
Bye-bye.
That is Chrissy Sains there, who is from Billericay. She's a writer. Her book, An Alien in the Jam Factory, just sounds like it's absolutely perfect. So you can get copies at the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. And if you check Chrissy Sains out online, that's S-A-I-N-S, you'll find her across social media. She's on Facebook, she's on Twitter, she's on Instagram, everywhere.